these names and allegations have been in the public domain for years, but I think the point is that nothing has ever been done, and at this stage people do want accountability. Now, I'm only a new independent county councillor since last May, so none of the matters complained of involved me or I ever had any dealings with, but I am finding that a lot of people are bringing individual complaints to me, and the reality is that as a county councillor you can't do anything about individual complaints, and really what people need to do is bring their complaints directly to the minister, and if enough people in Donegal do that, especially now if there are going to be investigations into some of these matters which Mr. Convey has raised, then perhaps we may get an independent planning inquiry to deal with issues which did occur in Donegal. And I suppose it has gone beyond the point now of just leaving it as it is. These things are festering and something does need to be done with them.
And you've said this could effectively open a can of worms, and we may eventually see an inquiry that goes far beyond the 20 individual files identified in this particular instance.
Well, if these complaints are looked at by the person appointed by the minister and they're found to be valid or that issues do exist, I would expect that they would open out into all sorts of areas, because some of the individuals involved obviously would have had involvement across the board. So I mean, it's hard to know. Like, I mean, all I can gauge is the amount of people who seem to have planning issues in Donegal is very, very large. So perhaps if they were aware that there is some kind of an inquiry taking place, they would then start sending their issues directly to the minister, and the minister then would have to take these issues in their totality and in all seriousness.